This is Jenny G, and it's time for the Nonprofit Spotlight, where we highlight the incredible nonprofit organizations in our community and learn a bit more about the work that they're doing. I'm joined today by Brandy Burke. She is the Chief Operating Officer at the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us.
Let's talk about your organization's vision. What is it?
So our vision is a community in which all pets are cared for and loved. So sounds pretty basic, right? But there is a lot of initiatives behind that.
What is the mission?
Our mission is that compassion and innovative programs that we're focusing on to drive that vision about serving pets and people in the community.
So doing innovative and exciting things.
Responsible stewardship and innovative programs.
Can you share the program that you came to talk about today?
Yes, there's so many favorite ones, but one of our newest programs that I think is what sets us apart as an organization that focuses not only on pets but also on people is our New Beginnings canine program. So this has been in place probably about a year and a half now, and it's where we've partnered with the Department of Corrections with behavioral case dogs in our care for an 8-week program. So basically this program is partnering one of our crew members from the Department of Corrections with a canine that has some behavioral challenges. And for 8 weeks, they are working together to agility, leash training, confidence building, eye contact, crate training, all of these different challenges that may be why a pet ended up in the shelter in the first place. So at the end of this program, there's a hope that there'll be a sense of accomplishment, not only for the dog to find a home, but also a sense of purpose and accomplishment for the crew member that's been working with this dog over that 8-week period.
Working with inmates from the Department of
Yes.
Corrections,
Yep.
and they create a lasting relationship together?
So they are working with this dog to send it on to its new beginning. So this was an opportunity to create a program that was really as much about them as it is about the dogs.
Beautiful. And this is a really exciting time for the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. It's your 75th anniversary, and you have some cool stuff going on in line with that.
Of course, we just moved into our new campus last year, April of 2018. So we're at 635 West Roger. This July celebrates our 75th year in Tucson.
Wow.
And so we have a whole month of events planned, from adoption events, education events, a donor dinner. So all of this can be found on our website at hssaz.org. So it's really an event to get the community together. If you haven't seen our new campus, please contact myself, Diana Cannon. We would love to give you a tour. That's probably one of our favorite things to do, is show off this building that has been built for the community.
Wonderful. Brandy Burke is the Chief Operating Officer of the Humane Society of Southern Arizona. They are celebrating their 75th year, and you can find out more details about the events and the encounters and the ways that you can engage in this celebration once again through your website?
Yes, hssaz.org.
Perfect. Brandy, thank you so much for being a part of the Nonprofit Spotlight and for everything you do for both people and animals in our community.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.